This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSaintPete.com and archiving on Hoovy.tv on this November 26th, 2022. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. I'm teeing off with my right-hand man, Oscar Gardner III, as he is on his way to the airport. He'll be here in the next hour. We'll talk a little Big Ten football with the big old Oscar Gardner III. But as usual, we have the man himself, John Rieger, and he will join us from Crescent Beach, Florida. We're here each and every Saturday from 11 to 12, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. It's our 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. And I tell you what, it's a little bit of a foggy day today, but when I take a look around me, it's nothing but Big Ten paraphernalia. You got the Ohio State Buckeyes, you got the Michigan Wolverines in the house. I even see a little Penn State. So it's going to be a jam-packed day down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Come on down, and John and Rieger and I will entertain you. Last night, Florida State took care of business against Florida. We'll talk a little bit about that on the golf side as well. But we're here each and every Saturday. We're just about a drive away from Tropicana Field. We bring you the entire world of golf every week, from the PGA to the champions, LPGA, collegiate, high school. Of course, we're in the mecca of golf in the Sunshine State. And a little plug for 2023 with the big old Oscar Gardner III. He's our celebrity caddy. This past year, we've been blessed to be on the air since March of last year. And we got out to probably 7-8 charity events. And we're going to do that on a very aggressive basis in 2023. We were at First Tee events. We were at Children's Miracle Fund, the Super Bowl of golf with the NFL. And we're going to continue to do that. At about 11:15, we're going to talk to Gary Sermons. He's going to be live from Innsbruck, and he's been very instrumental in introducing us to all these charities. And we certainly are... behind anybody in the government, anybody in the first responders, our military, our veterans. It's something when we get in. And last week, we promoted the heck out of a whiskey and water event up there at Clearwater. And we'll get a report from Major Ed next week. And we are efforting 2023 right out of the chute, JD, John Daly. So that'll be an absolute blast. Let's get John Rieger in the show. He's probably recovering from an active Thanksgiving weekend. I know down here at Ferg's, John, it looks like there's Sherry Ferguson. It looks almost like people that have had a long, long evening, but it's been a long, long weekend since Wednesday when we had the 30th anniversary. The staff were walking around like zombies. Even Mark Ferguson, Mr. Energy, looked a little tough today because he's a Florida State grad, and I'm sure he celebrated. How are you, my man?
Hey, I'm doing great. What a wonderful Thanksgiving it was. Hope everybody enjoyed their Thanksgiving, had time with their friends and family. I know that it was a great sports weekend, also with the 30th anniversary of Ferg's. I know you had a wonderful anniversary show with Barry Smith and Randy Grimes and several others down there that came by and made some cameo appearances. And what a game that was last night, whether you're an Ole fan or whether you're a Gator fan. You know, everybody only really cares about that once a year, and that's when they play football against each other. And I can tell you that it was quite a game, even to the point that it was a field rushing event afterwards. Everybody rushed on the field and celebrated the first time in 3 years that the Noles have beaten the Gators. And it was quite a game, too. Went all the way down to the last play. I mean, missed pass attempt right there near the end zone, and that was all she wrote for a 45-38 victory. I know Barry Smith was up there. And, in fact, we talked about John Daly, and John Daly was at Barry Smith's tailgate wearing Noles colors. In fact, they were talking about that on television last night, about John Daly being there and singing some Guns N' Roses at a tailgate party at the Florida State game. And of all people, it's Barry Smith's tailgate party. So can you believe that?
Well, Barry talked about that on Wednesday when he was on the show, but he didn't mention that there was going to be a JD appearance in his Seminole gear. And somebody had to bribe. Maybe there was a Hooters behind that Seminole gear. I can't imagine him giving up his Arkansas Razorbacks.
Well, I'm sure there had to be some sort of paid appearance for that, because he would certainly be at that Arkansas-Missouri game. Now, Missouri pulled it out over Arkansas and making them bowl eligible, and I know John Daly would certainly be there. So I'm sure this was a business trip to, if you could call it a business trip, to Tallahassee yesterday.
I want to give our audience a visual. Now, right across the street from Ferg's is one of our parking lots, and Mark Ferguson just bought this wonderful new truck. And he's been exhausted. I'm watching him change clothes and get dressed to come to work here. He's been working all morning cleaning up. And now, in front of God and everyone, I wish I had video, he is putting on his game face to come in here and get ready for the Michigan and Ohio State game. But, yeah, he didn't get down to the briefs, but I've been watching him get tired. I don't think his wife, Sherry, would appreciate that display of outside dressing. Enough of that.
Well, you know, we call that the glamour part of the hospitality business, whether it's golf or the restaurant business or whatever. You know, yesterday was the busiest day of the year in the golf business, because that's when everybody, just most everybody's off work except the hospitality industry and people in the retail industry, and they're out there and you know, doing their thing. So I remember even trying to, yeah, I know every week we try to get together for a production meeting, talk about what we're going to talk about and chit chat and get some updates on things. And you were so busy bussing tables that we couldn't even do that yesterday. But that is the glamour part of it. And just so happy that Ferg's has had their 30th anniversary. And I know the people in the hospitality business, especially bar owners and bar and restaurant owners. My dad certainly was one of those. When we moved to Tampa years ago, he had this little restaurant called the Damn Shanty. My dad was obviously the celebrity football player, and he and my mom were like, it was like Cheers. I mean, it literally was just like Cheers. You had people from all cross sections come to this restaurant, had a little bar every night, and it was quite something. So I have a lot of respect for that. But again, congratulations to Ferg's on his 30th anniversary.
Yeah, I tell you what, and we'll talk some golf today, folks, but it is kind of like the dead zone of golf. So John and I'll entertain you with some other stories. We have plenty of them, but it was an exhilarating evening. The 30th anniversary. I mean, you know, we obviously don't have turnstiles. We're so wide open down here, but I assure you that through the course of the day from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., geez, yeah, that was a long day. Starting at 6 a.m., actually, with Charlie coming over from Fox 13 and doing his morning show here. It was a very long day, but probably 2,200 to 2,500 people came through Ferg's and three bands. It was an absolute extravaganza, a party like I hadn't seen in downtown St. Pete.
Well, you know, there's... we may be one of the few golf shows in the country that are actually based at a sports bar. And if you got to be based at a sports bar, this is the one you want to be based at. And congratulations again to the Ferg's. And also, I know that, you know, the Knowles are probably, it's probably a flagship bar for the Knowles, just like you have different bars out there for the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Dallas Cowboys or whatever. But this is definitely Knowles Central down there in St. Petersburg, and even with all the production they do at the Drop with baseball and all the Knowles alumni nights and this and that and the other. So quite interesting weekend. And hey, we got a lot of interesting things about golf coming up too to talk about. There's actually three big events coming up, and we can talk about that a little bit later. We got the Hero Championship next week from Almaty, Bahamas. You got the PNC Championship out of the Ritz-Carlton over in Orlando. And then you finish up with the QB shootout. I got a funny story about that. So looking forward to having a lot of golf talk later in the show.
Well, we're efforting Gary Sermons. Gary's going to give us a little preview. I think he is. I know he's playing one of the. How many courses are up there at Innsbruck?
Well, there's. I believe there's. Well, I know there's the two main golf courses, which you have the Island Course and the Copperhead. But I also believe, I think there's another nine holes up there. I'm not sure what that is. I've never played that other nine holes, but I know that I think they do have an additional golf up there. But 36 is the main one, and the Copperhead is the one where they stage the Tampa Bay Classic, the Valspar tournament, on. And it's one of the most favorite golf courses of the PGA Tour players. I mean, Tiger actually loves that golf course, too. He played it early on in his career when he came to Tampa and played in a tournament back in the, gosh, this is the mid-90s or so. So the Copperhead is really a wonderful track. It's got the snake holes at the end. You know, you got to challenge the old Copperhead snake holes, just like you have all these golf courses now have four finishing holes that are absolutely tough and determine usually the who's going to win that event. But yeah, Copperhead, wonderful thing. And yeah, the average golfer can go play. You might bring a bucket of money with you, but you can go play there. It's beautiful.
I knew it was open to the public, and I knew it would be a bucket of money, but for me, it'd be a bucket of balls as well. And I'm certain you played it several times. And now that Valspar's gotten behind it, their fields and continue to improve because it's been kind of a precursor to the Masters.
Well, it falls in the rotation in Florida. It works just right for getting ready for major championships. And some years it does, some years it doesn't. It just depends on where they put the rotation. But they put that in a rotation with the Arnold Palmer Invitational over in Orlando. Then you got the Honda Classic down in Palm Beach. So what they do is they rotate these tournaments around just before the Masters. And then you also end up with the Players' Championship, too. So it's a nice, they call it the Florida Swing. And it's been like this for a long time. And some years it works just right, and you have the best field possible because you're right before the Masters, right in the rotation. Other years you don't. It's going to be interesting 2023 because I don't believe the Valspar is one of those added money enhanced field events. So we'll have to see what happens with that. But I think that the tour players themselves really enjoy that golf course because it's such a hard test to golf. It gets them ready for the first major of the year, which is the Masters, but also, more importantly, gets them ready for the Players' Championship also.
Well, we know one thing that, I guess you can calling them Limeys isn't bad. I mean, I'm a crowd, I'm German. But that Limey, Paul Casey, isn't going to, that's one of his favorite events, and he's had a lot of success there, but I don't think he'll be participating now that he's on LIV. And, but he may, you know, if that was the case, he'd probably be the showcase in 2023.
Well, it is interesting. Yeah, I talked earlier in the show here talking about what's coming up, the QB East Shootout down in Naples, and I was just doing a little show prep this morning. And, yeah, that event's coming up. It's a PGA Tour event, and it was established by Greg Norman. But Greg Norman's not invited to his own tournament that he founded in Naples because he's not part of the PGA Tour anymore. So I was looking at see who the defending champs were. Well, it was a two-person team, you know, events, two-man team. And so I'm looking at the defending champion, and it's got Jason Kokrak. Well, who was his partner? You know, what happened to his partner? He didn't play by himself, did he? Well, his partner was Kevin Na, and they just left Kevin Na's off,
his
name off the list because he is stricken from the record because he is from LIV Golf. And, of course, this is a PGA Tour-sanctioned event, so Jason gets all the glory, but it was kind of odd. You know, you can't even put Kevin Na's name on there, even though he's the defending champ and he won't be defending. You know, I mean, you just can't erase history like that.
Hey, we'll dive into those, but I wanted to touch upon another topic that caught my eye. Of course, so we just had a great event up there at the Pelican Club with the ladies and the LPGA. They wound up their season this past weekend with a nice $7 million payday. And did you see that not one of the LPGA players attended the dinner of the owner of the CME Tour Championship? And,
well, yeah, the CME group is a major, major sponsor of the LPGA. Well, this is the equivalent of, like, the FedEx Cup for the PGA Tour or the DP World Championship. I mean, this, you know, over in the European
Tour. Ignorant.
And, you know, there's been an issue in the past with the LPGA, but it seems like, you know, different commissioners, especially Mike Wan now, who's the executive director of the USGA. He actually was the commissioner of the LPGA, and one of the reasons they were able to build all these purses and get the money up is because he made it very clear to these players, you got to go attend the pro-am party or whatever function. You don't have to drink like a fish, and you don't have to, you know, stay there very long, but you better show up and make an appearance and say hello to some folks because they're the ones writing the checks. And I was absolutely shocked when I found out that nobody showed up. I mean, I'm thinking players show up.
Not one person. And of course, the outspoken Mark Lyle, who I love his opinions. He got booted off his own golf broadcast on Sirius for some statements regarding the LPGA and the women's. But they deserve a lot of pushback on this one. It's ridiculous. Here they whine about their purses. They whine about viewership. And the thing that drives this is the sponsorships and, of course, the TV money. And you don't want to participate. You know, you don't deserve the money then. That's just the way the world works, girls. Wake up and smell the frickin' dollars.
Well, I was surprised, too, like, you know, some of the, especially the American players, like, you know, Kelly Norda and you got Lexi Thompson and those folks, you know, I'm kind of surprised that they didn't show up. You know, there's been a knock on the Asian players in a sense that for years they would literally sneak out under the tent of a pro-am party just to get out of there so they can just make sure they made their quick appearance and they get out of there. And so it was one of those things that now that was shocking. I tell you what, you could lose a sponsorship. You could lose, you know, that'd be like FedEx pulling out because none of the pros went to the FedEx night before golf tournament party to, you know, shake hands with the people that are handing you $20 million in your prize purse.
Well, here's the reality, too, John. You know, other sponsors or the guys out beating the streets looking for potential sponsors, this is a red flag, and they're going to say, you know, we were considering it, but if that's the disrespect that we get from the players who are the ones benefiting from that, forget it. We can spend $7 million anywhere we want in the world of sports and on a landscape that actually has viewers, to be quite candid with you. I hate to, you know, I'm not acting like a sexist. It's a reality. Yeah, and we'll take that $7 million and get more views and viewers and more bang for a buck from a marketing and a sponsorship perspective.
Well, here's a perspective on it. You know, I think that, you know, maybe these players are taking themselves too seriously, meaning that golf is a very humbling game. And yes, I'll tell you what, you know, obviously the night before the tournament, you know, you don't want to be up all night. You don't want to, you know, you want to get to bed early. You want to be well rested. You don't want to do anything the night before the first round that's going to affect your performance, especially if it's self-inflicted. But golf's a kind of a sport too. It's, you know, that's why I take ourselves too serious. It's a sport, and it's these people work very hard. And they have tremendous athletic skills, and that's why, you know, all the athletes you see around the world, whatever they excel in—football, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever it is, whatever sport they play, both men and women—they all want to be golfers when they get done with their sport. So, but golfers shouldn't take themselves too seriously when it comes to that, because it is a round of golf, folks. It's not like you're getting ready for an MMA fight. You know, at 7:30 in the morning, you're going to go out and play golf, but you can certainly come by, have a ginger ale, and, you know, and eat an hors d'oeuvre and shake hands and meet some folks and thank them for their sponsorship and just move on. So that was a quadruple bogey on their part. And I guarantee you next year, they'll probably have 50 athletes there, you know, 50 golfers that are ready to go. And they'll probably have more golfers attend the party than they will the corporate execs.
Well, I certainly hope so, because what they're using right now for damage control is there must have been a miscommunication, because it's not possible that no one showed up. Well, it's reality. They didn't show up, and you knew it was you know, the biggest payday of the year, and you know, that's enough of that. But anyway, why don't we take a break? We're gonna effort Gary Sermons from Innsbruck and see how things are going up there. And this be a great day for golf down here. What's the weather like up there on the Atlantic Ocean on the East Coast?
Well, now that you talk about weather, it's a good time to bring up Wild Bill's weather report here. And in the St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay area, the winds are east northeast at 8 miles per hour. Humidity's high though, 95%. Dew points up. UV index is pretty low, so it looks like a little overcast down there. It might be a good day to play golf, nice and warm, but quite frankly, once you get done listening to this radio show, if you do go out and tee it up, you may want to have one ear to the Tampa Bay Sports Connection that comes on immediately after this, the wonderful sports show that you do from Ferg's right after the golf show, and you may want to carry another device of some sorts, because there's some great college football games on too.
Well, here's where Gary's playing, and he missed the call because he forgot, but he just texted me. He's playing Tarpon Springs Golf Club. Have you ever played that track?
Yeah, that's the I think that's the home of Jan Stevenson. I think she's got a she and a gentleman named Mike Van Diver, who we used to be partners with in a company called Razor Golf. I believe they're leasing that, or they own it, and so I think they're the ones who are running that place. I think that's where World Golf Hall of Famer Jan Stevenson hangs out.
Hey, when are we going to get some swag from Wild Bill?
Well, I'll tell you what, if Wild Bill's listening, you know, we don't want to end up with like this LPGA CMA situation. We need to get those hats in the air this weekend or on Monday so we can get someone to cover your bald head, because I was looking at the 30th anniversary photos from Ferg, and you definitely need a ball cap, and it definitely needs to say Yank and Crank on it. So we need to effort that if Wild Bill's listening.
You don't exactly have a Barry Smith flowing mane yourself.
Well, you know, I've been going bald since I'm 16. I think I have the same amount of hair now that I have when I was 16 years old. So it's just not going away. But it's I'm on my way to baldness. Maybe when I grow up, I'll be bald down the road.
Well, as Barry likes to say, to quote the great Clint Eastwood, don't let the old man in every morning. And I don't see you ever growing up, John Rieger.
Hey, I'll tell you a quick story about Barry. I played the NFL Alumni Super Bowl of Golf with him up at Amelia Island. So he was our NFL alumni celebrity. And Super Bowl of Golf is all 28 cities have a Super Bowl of Golf qualifier, and you go play in this national championship. So we're playing with Barry. Well, Barry, you know, Barry's had all kinds of different fashion statements throughout the years. So this is, this could be maybe almost 20 years ago, and Barry had some long flowing hair, but it was starting to go gray.
And the porn stash. And, he had a porn stash earlier in his career too.
Yeah. So all these folks that we had this big cocktail party up there, and everybody's bringing their Sharpie, and Barry's got his Sharpie, and people kept coming up to Barry wanting his autograph, and he would sign like their football or their autograph. And they go, "Hey, wait, I thought you're Kenny Stabler." They thought he was Kenny Stabler.
He's a snake.
The long, you know, gray hair. He looked like Kenny Stabler, but you know, they said, "Who's this Barry Smith guy?"
The snake Stabler. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation. Hopefully, we'll catch up with Gary Sermons up there, and he can give us a breakdown of Tarpon Springs. We'll be back here on the T Florida from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action, with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
I'm Captain Jeff Vickers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you would be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
On the tee, Florida, right here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We are live from our 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios on this 26th of November. Man, time flies. And on the other line, I've got John Rieger, of course, PGA of America, teaching professional, you name it. He has done it in the great game of golf, and he certainly has done it all in the state of Florida. And he's up there on Crescent Beach on the Atlantic, and I'm right down here on 13th and Central. And Gary Sermons, we would have reached out to him, John. And if there's anybody who knows how to run a board and have multiple guests, it's Big Ed Davis up in Clearwater. There's just one critical issue that has to be addressed. You have to give him the phone number. And for some reason, I sent that to you, John. You didn't edit it. You should have put Sermon's number in there.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I don't even know his phone number.
I got to blame it on somebody.
In fact, most people block their phones from me, so I don't take any responsibility for that. But, hopefully we'll get him on, or maybe he'll call in. If he doesn't, hey, there's plenty to talk about in the world of golf right now. But before we go forward, I do a daily John Rieger Golf Report on behalf of On the Tee Florida. And if you go to our social media, no matter what it is, whether it's LinkedIn or Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, you name it, we're on every social media platform. I try to post something that's interesting to our listeners out there that like to read things. But every Saturday, I always post a welcome to our newest sponsors, and it keeps on growing, and every week I keep having to update it. And I just want to shout out again, if you go to On the Tee Florida or at John Rieger Golf, you'll see on social media our sponsors, which is Ferg Sports Bar. But of course it is. Coors Light, Shrimpy's Blues Bistro, Big Storm Brewery, Ice Pick Vodka, Yank and Crank, Sea Dog Treasure Island, and Barb Grossenheider Real Estate. I did a little research on her. Man, she's got it going on down there. If you need to buy a house in Pinellas County or anywhere in Tampa Bay or any property, it's unbelievable. These Iowa people come down here and tear it up down here in Florida. But anyway, we just want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors out there and thank them for their support. Hey, you know, we got a big event coming up here, the match on December 10th. And that's, we had talked about that earlier in previous shows, but I think for everybody, we need to make sure they know that just down the street at the Pelican Golf Club is Capital One's The Match on Saturday, December 10th at 6 p.m. It's going to be broadcast on TNT and TBS and that whole Warner Brothers Discovery family of broadcast stations. Not a whole lot of controversy there other than it's going to be Rory and Tiger versus Justin and Jordan, which is Tiger Woods, Roy McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth. And I guess sad news is, but it's kind of obvious news, but everybody keeps looking for something controversial. Phil Mickelson was officially declared not as part of the match mean the production or anything else, because it's obviously a PGA Tour production event, and obviously Phil can't participate because of LIV Golf. But he was the main man. He was the one who made it very interesting, put these matches together, especially during the pandemic where we didn't really have any golf to watch. There was no golf being played. And they went ahead and did that match, I believe, over at Seminole Golf Club. And Phil was quite the entertainer. But anyway, so just down the street, it is going to benefit the Florida Hurricane Relief Fund that was sponsored by Governor DeSantis and the First Lady, Casey DeSantis. And it's going to raise some money. It's a 12-hole event under the lights, which is very interesting. And I know they're not going to have any spectators, but I don't blame them. It takes at least 1,000 people to volunteer, even just for a one-day 12-hole event under the lights. So it's going to be hard to have that many volunteers at such a short notice, and especially at night, and to get all the lighting set up and those kind of things. But it's going to be a wonderful event. It's going to bring spotlight to Tampa Bay, literally a spotlight, because they are playing under the lights.
Well, and of course, you know, this new ownership group up there at the Pelican Club, they want this to become a world-class venue, stop on the LPGA Tour. We've already talked about that, the Annika. And, you know, I was talking about the logistics of parking, and you couldn't put all that together. But regardless, you know, they want to emulate Augusta on the women's side. Well, they're going to certainly have to emulate the parking process and the logistics of Augusta, because you've been there. You know how the parking is in that area, in the shuttle business. So they'll have to do the same thing up there in Bel Air when they get that launched next year, the Annika. And that'll be cool. I'm still a little disappointed in you, because you know you've got so much pull in this state. And you couldn't get me a job there as a cart jockey, a busboy undercover, and any of those things. I would have done anything just to get on site, but I thought you'd get those strings pulled. You still have time.
Well, you know, there's a hidden hand behind you there. I talked to Ferg about this, and he had said that you know, your broadcast partner, he may be a busboy, but he's my busboy, and he's not going to go and busboy at any other events just to sneak in. If he's gonna sneak into an event, it's gonna be my event. So he needs to be bussing tables that night, because I'm sure there's gonna be a big viewership at Ferg's that night to watch the match. And you know, Mark already has promotions, I'm sure, that you can come down there and watch it and have a good time and enjoy the match, since it is a made for TV event.
Well, between Mark and I, we got 132 years on the planet total, and we probably could put 10 of our busboys together, and they wouldn't have 132. And some of them I wouldn't give you 132 seconds for, as far as busing tables. So I will
well, Mike, say, I wouldn't call you old, but I believe you were a busboy at the Last Supper.
Well, I did start at 10 years old at the Sioux City Country Club for the Invitational. That's when I broke my teeth in the working world. Hey, let's progress then. Well, actually, let's go back a little bit. And when you, the first through the fourth in Albany, Bahamas, is the Hero World Challenge, if I can speak. And that's the one that Tiger Woods and his dad launched some time ago. And Tiger has made the announcement. Of course, he's playing that event. He's playing on the 10th. And then, I mean, he's got a busy December. And he's playing in the PNC Championship the 17th and 18th with his son, Charlie. I think that's pretty cool. He's already committed. Of course, they got second last year to John Daly and his son, John. And that's at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Club in Orlando. And they'll try to unseat the Dalys. But that might be depending on John's ability to swing it, that might be riveting television.
Yeah, the big news was that Tiger went ahead and committed this past week to the Hero Championship, which puts him out there 3 weeks in a row. So that's going to be interesting to see how his body holds up for that. But the Hero World Championship in Albany, that's where Tiger's got a nice, beautiful home there. And a lot of PGA Tour players actually have their second homes over at that golf course and over in the Bahamas. And in fact, that guy who just got busted for making his cryptocurrency empire fall apart, FTX, he had a $40 million condo over there in Albany.
Yeah, he had a ton of property down there, but
maybe they'll have some extra housing for the players, because that'll be empty probably. But with that, it's a smaller field event. There'll be world golf points awarded for it, but it's not a full field event. It's a smaller event, and it's an invitational, and All four rounds will be televised by the Golf Channel and NBC during the third and final rounds. So if you're interested in that, just go to HeroWorldChallenge.com and you'll be able to keep up with it. But they've got, you know, Scottie Scheffler, Billy Horschel, Xander Schauffele, John Rahm, no live golf players, Max Homa, Justin Thomas. It's an all-star list of players, of course, Tiger, Jordan Spieth, and Tony Finau, who's been really coming on. He's won, like, his last three out of six tournaments he's played in. So looking forward to a wonderful week of golf. And the Bahamas is such a beautiful place to have golf tournaments. But it can get a little windy over there, so you're going to have to work on your low ball there, even though that the greens are and the tees are elevated, which is very hard to play in windy conditions. They're going to have to work on hitting that stinger, and that's one of Tiger's specialty shot, hitting that low, boring shot about with a 3-wood out there, about 310. That's his specialty, so he'll see that off the tee quite a bit.
You're listening on the tee, Florida. I'm Mike Rickard, alongside John Rieger up there in Crescent Beach, Florida. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a very cool, comfortable Saturday morning down here at 13th and Central. I do have a question for you on the Hero Challenge. You said world points. I don't understand how you can have a limited field and are able to still garner points.
Well, that's what they do. I mean, you get world ranking points for the limited fields they have for the World Golf Championships and those kind of things. So, and that's what the beef is with the official world golf rankings. And that's, we talked about this last week on the show, where Davis Love, who is the one of the most respected PGA Tour players, sits on the PGA Tour policy board. You know, Ryder Cup captain. You know, major championship winner. Hosts his own tournament, the RSM. Tournament up in Sea Island that was just held up there. That's where he lives. And I can tell you, he's like, we just should just do away with it because there's too much emphasis on it now, especially for major championships, especially going into 2023, where the PGA Tour's performance-based compensation, you just saw where Tiger got $15 million for his performance-based in the sense that wasn't his golf performance, it's his performance on social media and impressions and favorable views towards the tour, and he only played like 9 rounds of golf in PGA Tour events last year. But at the same time, we get it. But what happens is you'll have now that'll play into the rankings of the top 20 on the PGA Tour, and those are the top 20 players that get guaranteed into these elevated, guaranteed money events. So it's quite a mess, I think. I just think that they really ought to just do away with that, the world golf rankings. There's no equitable way to do it. And now there's been games being played with the five families of golf, whether it's the Masters, USGA, PGA, PGA Tour, RNA. They're five families of golf, you call them. And now they use those world golf rankings to fill the fields in their tournaments to get the absolute best fields they can. But there's some the best golfers in the world aren't going to be included in their tournaments.
Yeah, and you know what these golfers are going to do? They're going to start building their own social media teams to outdo each other. You know, they all have teams as it is, but now that's another element they'll add to it. Hey, you know, I'm sure
Tiger Woods doesn't sit around like we do watching the ball game and tweet out a few things here and there. Or check his Facebook page. I think I'm pretty sure the Tiger's got that team and. I wouldn't be surprised if just about every PGA Tour player that's up in the standings has someone to take care of that for him.
Exactly. Hey, you got Wild Bill down here. I've got Kenny Knowles. He's my right hand man, and you know what he started the morning off with? An ice pick, Bloody Mary, something you would absolutely love, and I just threw him under the bus. However, you got to start somewhere in the morning when you're down at Ferg's on an active weekend. But we went together with some friends and family. We went to Sea Dogs for Thanksgiving. What a spread did Charlie Breakiron and the gang put on. I mean, you name it, they had it. Prime rib, ham, seafood, just a cornucopia of options and plenty of ice pick. They have it on tap. They have all these mixtures on tap too.
We had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It didn't involve ice pick vodka, and a good thing it didn't because we have this family event where one of the sisters of our daughter-in-law was pregnant, and it was time for a gender reveal. So the gender reveal involved going out to a farm, involved a pickup truck, an AR-15, and explosives. And the guy took his first shot at it. He missed the second shot. He hit it, and this big pink explosion blew up. I mean, it was so loud, you know, we had to put earplugs on all the kids and stuff because we realized this might get a bit noisy. So I'm not sure about, the docile Thanksgiving you had, but we had, you know, anytime you have alcohol and explosives and AR-15, that's a great Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't take offense to this. It's just a little joke, but tongue-in-cheek, but it does make me wonder. You are up there in northern Florida where it's been known to have a few rednecks. Because that certainly sounds like one of those events, my man.
Well, you know, North Florida is a little different than Central and South Florida. It's horse country. It's farmland. These are places that even like a guy like Wild Bill can have nine holes of golf in his backyard. All you got to do is have a mower and imagination, and you can play a little backyard golf. So we know that we're going to be shooting for sometime after the first year. Mike, you're going to have to hop in the car, get Big O, come on up. Maybe we'll do a little remote from Spurrier's and then run over and have a little backyard golf challenge. It'll be a lot of fun. And we'll have to make sure that instead of a golf cart, I think Wild Bill will have like some sort of four-wheeler, and we'll make sure it's stocked with Big Storm Brewery products and Ice Pick Vodka products, and bring some wings, some Furbs with you.
We'll plan on that. Let's take a break, then we'll come back. We'll wind things down, talk a little bit about the 2023 schedule to start out in January. And then, of course, we'll talk a little bit about the over at the Ritz-Carlton, the PNC Championship. We'll be back on the T Florida from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters. This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Things here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections on the tee Florida production. John Rieger up there in Crescent Beach, Florida. We got about 7 minutes, John, and you and I talked about this previously, but it is a superb event. It's a Ritz-Carlton, the PNC, and you know, I want to get over there and watch it, but I didn't realize that Justin Thomas's dad played. He's a stick in his own right. I didn't realize that Jordan Spieth's dad played alongside him. And did they give the youngsters any strokes, or are they all?
Justin's dad, Mike Thomas, is a PGA golf professional from Kentucky. So he's a traditional PGA golf professional.
Exactly.
Club all these years, and he taught Justin how to play. So Mike can golf his ball, and they won this event a few years back. And so there's some interesting gyrations that they have with it now, because it's not all just father-son. In fact, they call it the PNC Championship. They got rid of the father-son name because all of a sudden you have father-daughters, and you have different relationships there. But you got Gary Player, who's playing with one of his grandsons, Jordan Player. And Vijay Singh has won it before with his son, Quas. But Annika is going to play with her son, Will McGee. So, and, Will, I think, is probably about 10, 12 years old. So, he's just dipping his toe. And it's not like Charlie Woods, who's, probably the star of the show over his dad in this thing. But a lot of great pairings. Of course, John Daly and John Daly the second, where they won this event last year. And so I know there's some bragging rights they have going on. But Justin Thomas is pretty close to Tiger Woods, looks up to Tiger Woods as a mentor in a lot of ways. And so Justin goes back and forth trash-talking with Charlie. So it's one of these events that it's really easy to go over there and buy a ticket and watch. The galleries aren't too intense. And it's a chance to see some golfers. Some of these teams are super competitive, and some of them, they're just going out to have a good time and play with dad. I mean, they try to play as best as they can. But it's the PNC Championship. It's at Ritz-Carlton Golf Club, Orlando, Grand Lakes. It's right near the I-4 corridor down in the near Kissimmee area. December 15th through the 18th, it will be televised. And it's one of those fun events. It's really competitive. I mean, they get out there and they really go at it, but it's also just a special time for some of these people to go play golf with their family. And there's a purse of $1 million for a 36-hole, two-day scramble. So that's quite a bit of green there for just a 36-hole little exhibition tournament. So, whether the sons are pro or not, or whether their family members are pro or not, I think they'll just take the money and run on this one.
So on the 10th, it's, of course, the match. And then there's not one club swung until the 5th, at least on television or something that we could
cover. There is actually. We talked about it later in the show. It's the QBE, which is down in Naples. So we had talked that coming up. But one of the things you wanted to talk about was the 2023 schedule. And earlier in the broadcast, you were telling me about the Valspar and the dates that it holds on the 2023 calendar. So I just did a little research here. And for listeners out there, you may want to go update your PGA Tour app, because they just did a major update on their app. I looked at it this morning, and all of a sudden, the whole thing has changed, and you can even sign in now and get an account in that if you want to. I think they're trying to encourage you to go gamble on golf tournaments because there's certainly or buy tickets through Ticketmaster. So hopefully they don't have any Taylor Swift concerts going during any of these tournaments because it'll probably blow out the Ticketmaster again. But late February is the Honda Classic. So what happens is that's the first tournament in the Florida Swing down at the Palm Beach Gardens and down at PGA National. And then the very next week is the Arnold Palmer Invitational. So what happens is the Arnold Palmer Invitational is an elevated event, they call it. So that's where they put in tons of extra money. Now it's one of those elevated big money events. So they have an opposite PGA Tour event going on at the same time, the Puerto Rican Open. So down at the Grand Reserve in Rio Grande, Puerto Rico. So the very next week after that is the Players' Championship. So I think you're going to see things line up where you'll have the world's best players in the Honda, the Arnold Palmer, and then they'll go play the Players. So unfortunately, the Valspar Championship is the week after, and that doesn't mean that the quality of golf isn't going to be there, but you're not going to have all the top golfers in the world. But sometimes that's good, too, because you get to see some new faces and some new blood, but that's kind of sandwiched in between the Players' Championship. And then March 22nd is the World Golf Championships down in Austin, where then they, again, have an off event where they do the Corrales Punta Cana Championship down in the Dominican Republic. So the Valspar is kind of wedged in between all these elevated money events and majors. And then, of course, the Texas Open's in that same situation. You know, once the dust settles from the World Golf Match Play, sometimes you'll get a lot of foreign players who'll play in the Texas Open because they're over here for the Masters, which will happen the very next week. Any week to go watch a PGA Tour event's a good week. And I guess it's just a matter of, you know, how much status and, you know, how many of the world's best players you want to have play in those tournaments to be able to add to the prestige. But, you know, when you turn on the television set or you're at the tournament, you know, my favorite time is the back nine on Sundays because that's when it all comes together and it really counts. And that's where the golf is most fun. And it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, one of the off-season events where you're opposite elevated event or not. It's pure golf. It's fun to watch, whether it's men's or women. And so the Valspar Championship in Tampa, I know I'm certainly going to attend, Mike, and I know we are probably going to do some sort of shenanigans by hanging around there and try to get some interviews from some players. But it's a jewel of event, and we're very fortunate in Tampa Bay to have such an elevated PGA Tour event now, of course, with the LPGA too. So not only is, you know, golf in Tampa something pretty spectacular, just adds the whole thing about the Champa Bay and the Champa Bay brand that is unique to our sporting good area.
Well, we certainly need to put our heads together. We'll talk about it. We got plenty of time in December. Get the credentials out there into the PGA in Florida, and then start recognizing that we're the only golf show, certainly on the West Coast. And we're going to add some stations, so we'll have to have a presence there. And I look forward to that. But I would really.
Mike, here's what I'll do: is when I apply for the media credentials, I'm already credentialed with PGA Tour Media. And these credentials come out, and sometimes they say all access, or sometimes they say press room only, or, you know, inside the ropes only, whatever, you know, they all come up. So I'll make sure that we try to get you the busboy only credentials there, because what a wonderful thing to be able to haul dishes away for Tiger.
All right, my man. Well, we got to wind things down. Hope you have I'd do that in a heartbeat. I don't think I'd pay attention to what I'm doing. Anyway, I wish you a great weekend as we wind down Ferg's 30th anniversary week and, of course, Thanksgiving. And from the Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard. And for John Rieger, Joe Boudreau, Matt on the controls. It's Big Ed, actually. Thanks for listening. On the Tee, Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio show next. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Always remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.